100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. No more excuses for the poor audio quality. It is what it is. I say clean your ears out, but be careful with those Q-tips. You're supposed to put them around the ear. If you really want to get deep, you should get deep thing. Don't do the candling stuff. That's hokey-pokey stuff, you know. Use an ear wash. They have those at your local pharmacy. What was I talking about? Oh, the topic this week was smoke. We've got a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it. The first story is going to be by none other than Tom. And I think he might have some updates. So hold on, let me get this all queued up. I put a fresh needle on the phonograph. And there.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And tonight's story is called
Death Becomes Him.
The flat black hat rimmed the edge of the horizon, obscuring a piercing gaze. Slowly, a rough-hewn match makes contact with a pencil-thin cigar. The high plains drifter sends a veil of tobacco smoke upward. Setting the reins to the left, the pallid horse beneath him descends into the valley below. He has come to smoke out a soul hiding under the mantle of propriety, a pillar of the community. He knew better. Puffs on the cigar send glow to the end, sparking the wick of twin sticks of dynamite, looping end over end, dropping death through the window.
Ah, yes. If you can't say it with flowers, say it with dynamite. Thank you, Tom, but where were the updates? Where were those updates that we crave so much to gamify this whole crazy meme of... I'm not going to throw out buzzwords like mad. Instead, I'm just... Oh! Here it is. Oh, sorry. Hold on, I should have flipped the record over.
I've got updates. We have 3 new monkeys in the top 50, Red, Liz, and Cliff, who are tied with 5 other riders, Bot, Mike, Craig, Tom 4, and K9. That's 8 in the 50th place. This is the most activity in the last 5 years. 1/3 of the top 50 posted, 50% of the top 30 posted, and 70% of the top 10 posted stories. In the past 20 weeks, the challenge has averaged 20 stories per week. Story average for the last 315 weeks is 11.5. We are also holding at 1 new author a week. Collectively, this says, L, you're a success. Our friend Caleb has been in the top 10 for 300 weeks in a row. Guy David has written 3 years of stories, 156. TJ passed the 150th mark. Tom is 3 stories behind Jeff of Great Heights. Chris Monroe proudly enters the top 20, passing Elmo in Houston Keys. He also has the 13th longest run of consecutive stories, 34. Chris the Nuclear Kid passes Fricker. Where did that boy go? Antura enters the top 30, passing Terry, Lisa, and Mr. Merkel. Beauchamp is 3 stories from entering the top 40. And lastly, your humble scribe just lapped Liana. I am 4 shy of catching Caleb, thus twice entering the top 10.
Thank you, Tom, for keeping track of all of that, because I'm no good with numbers. I mean, I was just attacked by an 8 the other day. It was pretending to be infinity. How was I to know? It was just, you know, an 8 laying on its side saying, I am the great infinite. Give me money. And so I was like, okay, here's $5. And you know how it is. The 8 just rolled over. Ah! And then it just went and got booze. I feel like such a dumbass. So thank you, Tom, for all of that. And now, speaking of a new writer every week, here's something special. That's right. It's Dan Numbers, otherwise known as Dan Russo, the man with the fastest hands in the universe. Although, really, it's just, you know, just fast. I mean, it's... Okay, I'm not even going to pretend to have any talent here. But this dude, I think you're going to enjoy this. And if you don't, remember all that I said about cleaning out your ears? Do it again. Because it's like lather, rinse, repeat. No, really, it is. What? I've been cleaning my ears out with Head and Shoulders? No wonder why they're blue. Oh, sorry. Here's Dan and his story.
Hi, this is Dan Russo. You may know me as Dan Numbers in Second Life, playing shows every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. at the Lost Continent. You may also know me as Dan Russo, solo artist and lead singer of Dan Russo and the Professionals, playing shows in and around Boston and Cambridge, Massachusetts. My smoke story is inspired by the time we went to see my friend Zach Ward play in New Hampshire. You see, Massachusetts had enacted its smoking ban about 2 months earlier. New Hampshire hadn't done so yet. Here it is. Smoke. New Hampshire December froze our sweat to our skin. The windows had to be down. Had to be down. We took quick, shallow breaths in a feeble attempt to stay warm. Only 20 more minutes. 15. 10. Bolt out of the car. Sprint up the stairs. Who has the keys? Where did you put the keys? Tear off every piece of clothing we had on. There was nothing sensual, nothing fun. Our heads were already starting to revert to long-lost craving mode. Coat, shirt, pants, turn the shower on, throw them in the wash. Rid ourselves of the smoke.
Yay! You see, you got the plugs in there, too. You see, if you got anything going on, you say, hey, I'm doing this, and oh, hey, here's a story. By the way, my condolences to Dan for, let's see, well, how did the Mets do? Let's find out. And sports, this shows that my researcher, I'm still trying to hire an intern researcher. I mean, we got Tom covering the numbers, but hold on. Let's go down and see that NY, that New York. Oh, they finally beat Arizona. Wow. Okay. That's okay. The Astros are on a roll. Without Lance Berkman, the Cardinals are just toast. So, thank you, Dan. And I'd say go Mets, but I wouldn't believe it. Next up, we have Thomas. Yes, Thomas, and he's got two stories for us. So I'm not going to babble as much as I usually do this week, which means I'm going to babble twice as much. So here's Thomas and his story. And Bruin, yeah, you're not going to say anything? No. Bruin's hanging out with me. So here's Thomas's stories.
Smoke. Jenny knew where there is smoke, there is fire. So she spent the day looking for smoke, since she had 5 pounds of ribs and needed to barbecue them before they went bad. She walked around the neighborhood, peering over fences, looking for smoke, until she found an elderly couple throwing some burgers on a kettle barbecue. She inquired, and telling the couple her plight, and they agreed to let her cook her ribs when they were finished. She cooked and shared them with the couple. In this way, Jenny was able to dispose of the grisly remains of her crime. Her singing voice was a smoky, throaty, and whiskey-mellow alto. She took the stage, sitting at the piano, ready to play one of her tunes. The trio that backed her up were magnificent, and the audience moved to the edge of their seats with their cell phones and digital cameras high in the air. Miss Darlene Apple was the hit of the Seattle jazz scene. Her beauty was shadowed by her lyrics, original compositions, and nudity. A chilling breeze came through the door off stage, and Miss Apple picked up the tempo, to the delight of the audience.
Thank you, Thomas. I think I know what I want for dinner now. Ribs. Mmm, yummy. Ah, coffee. All right, let's see who's up next. Ooh, serendipity. All right, I need to drag the midget out of the basement. Oh, I need to find the right keys. Oh, so many locks. And that. Okay, I'll get him the microphone set up, and I've already printed out the story. I don't want him anywhere near the computer. Not since last time. He installed Microsoft SkyDrive, and it screwed everything up. Oh, gross. But still, I'm going to post up a bunch of archives over to SkyDrive as a backup, but also, let's say that you want to just zone out. And you want to have all these stories all combined and have them all available. Well, they're going to be up there. So I guess I need to post up the last 2 weeks of stuff. But still, it's all up there. So here we go with serendipity stuff. The midget is ready. He is ready. So let's find out.
The fragrance drifting through the doorway as I passed by unlocked a forgotten wealth of fond memories. Malacca. 1963, bartering for supper in the night market. The babble and hubbub, the sweaty, prickly heat of summer, and the press of the excited crowd as they jostled at the market stalls, all came flooding back. Then, an unexpected respite. The temple, quiet and serene, a welcome escape from the tumult outside. The somnolent monotone of a Buddhist chant drawing me in. And everywhere, the smoldering tapers of rising incense. Wonderful memories rekindled by the simple fragrance of that blessed, holy smoke.
Thank you, Serendipity. You know, I had incense going last night when I was in the bath. It was lavender incense, so it smelled like burnt lavender. And no, I could have used bacon. Bacon, ooh, wait, I'm going to search for it. And up in smoke incense. Man-sense, incense for men. Whoa, bacon, 10-pack. That's bizarre. All right, well, I guess you can, ooh, stack of pancakes, BLT, quick delivery pizza, garlic fries, hot buttered popcorn, baked ham incense, peanut butter jelly incense, beef jerky. What in... This is bizarre. Oh, well, of course I'm going to get it. Of course. I mean, you got to... Ooh, amaretto incense, fresh brewed coffee. Why don't you just make freaking coffee? Oh, man. So, there's a whole bunch of, mint chocolate chip brownie sundae incense? Rocky Road? Mexican fried ice? People are weird. Of course I'm going to buy that stuff. So, right, where was I? Oh, right, a podcast. Well, we are talking about smoke. Next up, we have Turo Bregiano, who's probably been smoked out at this point. Fire up your bacon incense, and let's go ahead and give this a listen. So, Turo, tell us a story.
New car smell. New home smell. Genfem, generic feminine. Used a lot in low-end clothing stores. Commercial stuff. She shrugged. High class ambience, they're something else. But times change. Here's a classic. They don't even make the ingredients anymore. She showed me a small bottle, a quarter full of a deep amber liquid, labelled Old Smoke. You've never experienced anything like this before. She took the stopper out for just a few seconds. Suddenly, the room was redolent of old cigars, well-worn leather upholstery, brandy glasses, and the subtlest grace notes of a beautiful woman glimpsed unattainably far off.
Ah, yes, but thanks to globalization and easy credit, I think everyone is attainable and everything is attainable, so go ahead, fill out the invoice. We'll have her shipped overnight. Thank you, Tora. Let's see. Bruin, what do you think?
What do you think? Yes, you don't say much, but when I want to pet your tummy, yes, you are being a good boy hanging out with me. You want some coffee? No? You just want to sit there? Yeah, you are a happy boy.
So, I miss my buddy, and he used to hang around with me all the time, and Bruin isn't a 100%, you know, dog-like cat. And when he rolls over and hangs out with me on Sunday morning, that's a special treat.
Yeah, who's a good boy? Scratching under the chin and the tummy.
I'd take photos of this, but it's dark in here, and he's a solid black cat, so do the math. It's like, I could just post up a blank, and folks would be like, oh, he's so cute. And it's like, yeah, that's him. Speaking of that's him, oh my God, Muncie, that's him. It's him. Oh my God, the real Muncie. Wow. Okay, I'd better clear off the table here and get ready. And gotta polish it up a little. Because if you're going to present a Muncie, there needs to be a frame worthy of his magnificence. So here is the one and only magnificent Muncie.
Greetings, Strike Team Alpha. Muncie here, and I've nicknamed you Strike Team Alpha for the duration of May, so there's something you can enjoy. Also, it's story time. Smoking, by Chris Monroe. Yes, I do still smoke. I know I shouldn't. I know that it's expensive, and I know what it'll do to my teeth and the lines around my eyes. I also know that cigarettes are the only product that, used as directed, kills 100% of its customers. Cancer, heart disease, I know what smoking does. But I also know that twice a day at work, regardless of how long my scheduled shift is, I will hear a manager say, in essence, "Smokers, take a 5-minute break. Non-smokers, shut up and get back to work." So yeah, I still smoke. Flash Fiction at MunzieStories.blogspot.com tweets at MunzieMunzie. And remember, you are the alpha team with which I strike. I have not instructed you to strike an unrelated team who are called alpha.
Thank you, Muncie. And too bad I've already selected the topic for next week. Otherwise, I would have said, strike team alpha. Is it too late for me to change it? I could change it. I really could. In fact, forget butterflies. Forget butterflies. Butterflies is off the table. It's Strike Team Alpha, because we are Strike Team Alpha for the month of Mango. Why did I say month of Mango? Well, Beware the Hairy Mango, out there, written by Matthew Sanborn Smith, is doing Mucho Mango Madness. And now that you're just waking up from your Cinco de Mayo hangovers, you should realize that there are already 6 stories out there by Beware the Hairy Mango. And I think you'll like it. The link is bewaretheharrymango.com. I mean, duh. But you should try it out. And Muncie's on Drabblecast and other stuff, and you're on this and you're on that. The links are all up in the show notes. So we are Strike Team Alpha. That's going to be the next topic. I'm just clearing the boards. I should really listen to these stories before deciding on the topic. You should have said,
You should have said Strike Team Alpha. You should have chosen it. Instead, you picked something like, I don't know, asparagus or bunnies. What did you choose anyway? Let me just look up in here. Yes, this is the podcast that isn't afraid to call people out. So let's see. What did you pick? What do you pick? Your topic next week was going to be nature. And yet, you had a golden gem, Strike Team Alpha, right there in the palm of your hand. Which hand? I don't know. Don't put your hands behind your back. Don't play games with me. If you want to play games with me, you should get a Twitter account and join Twink, TWEENK.ME. Have I rambled enough? I said I wasn't going to ramble so much this week. Strike Team Alpha. Strike Team Alpha! Oh, I should probably play another story by someone. Who's next? Guy David. Okay, here's Guy David and his story, and he is now, he's like Lieutenant in Strike Team Alpha. He's the guy who plays music as we... What does Strike Team Alpha do? What do we strike? And is there a Strike Team Bravo, in case we mess up? I'm thinking too much about this.
Rings, a 100-word story by Guy David. A man, or a mere impression of a man. He rises from the chimney of some factory or another, taking shape from the smoke. He hovers above the city, an illusion perhaps, more likely a secret project. Eyes are cameras, ears are microphones, recording silently. No door can hold him. He just blows underneath like the smoke he's made of. His brain has the computing power built into the latest in nanotechnology. The results are being sent for processing at a secret facility. He is just the prototype. More are being created. Watch out for the fog. It's coming alive.
Thank you, Guy David. The smoke is coming alive. I don't know if you can hear in the background the coming through my headphones. Speaking of Dan Russo numbers, Dan Russ numbers, he mentioned that he plays on Sunday mornings. Well, normally I wake up around 5:30 to get these started, but I kind of had a late start. Even though I went to sleep at 10:30, it's like, oh, I gotta sleep for 9 hours. And sure enough, his show's starting up, so it's going on in over there in live stream if you want to... Well, you want people to catch it by the time you hear this, because it'll be done. But it'll be archived in live stream. So I'm going to put that in the show notes, too, because that stuff is archived. Nothing is lost forever, ever. So what I'm going to do is post that in there, Archive of Live Performances. That's worth listening to, I think. And if,
I can't afford to go to a concert. I'm up here in Fresno and no one ever comes here.
Well, dude, there are concerts everywhere. You can put it up on your projection screen there in your swanky hot tub room. And it's like he'll be serenading you. So, hey, that's good stuff. Man, I'm just... I'm losing it, man. I'm just babbling like a maniac. I guess I should hand this over to the midget for a bit and let the midget deal with a few things. So here we go with let's do Logan Berry. So while I go off, woo and all that to the live performance, the midget's going to be serenading you with Logan Berry's story.
Until that moment, panic had turned me to ice, but the touch of his hand on my skin was the lick of a blowtorch, and I felt its heat. Suddenly, shockingly, something stirred in a place I thought had died. I felt as if for the first time my own breathing, sharp and hot. Smoke curled out of his nose and drifted towards the ceiling fan like the ghosts of small birds. The fan spun slowly, each rotation clicking softly, the only sound in a deathly silence. He inhaled again in the darkness, silhouetted against a gray shadow. I thought I was still dead as he leaned over me, pressing his lips against mine and forcing the ghostly birds into my mouth. When I felt his tongue scorch the back of my throat, I bit down hard. As his screams broke the silence, I floated to the window, spread my wings, and flew away.
Thank you, Logan Berry. Whew! Getting your tongue bit off by angels. How much do you have to pay to get that? Is there a number for it? Slip me the website. Oh, sorry. I'm having a little fun here. Just me and my sleepy kitty. Yes, you're such a good boy. And I'm so bad. Speaking of the bad boys, the leader of the pack, Zack Man, the leader of the Zack, as it were, he's ready with his story this week. He is, and I'm going to play it for you. I'm going to play it for you, and I don't care what you say. You better be ready. You better watch out. You better have your helmet on. Here's Zack.
I never saw your shop before. Do you sell anything in addition to tobacco, like loose leaf tea or t-shirts? I don't think you understand that this is a smoke shop. The only thing we sell is smoke. Except election years. Then we also sell mirrors, answered the shopkeeper. Do you mean like liquid smoke for cooking? Liquid smoke is one product we sell. We currently have a sale on smoke from 1980s rock concerts. Too bad. I was looking for tobacco because I read a gardening article that touted its uses. Come back when they write about smoke.
Thank you, Zack Man. You know, I keep plugging Dan numbers, Dan Russo, Russo Dan, some poor sad Mets fan. But if you watch the recording 17 minutes in, there's... I can't explain it. Oh, I should probably focus on the podcast here and get this done for you. Because you guys, you know, you want to hear the stories. And I'm getting in between you and your enjoyment of the stories. I should be a good host and not intercede, interdict. I need to curate. I need to enhance the experience, but not be the experience. The experience is you, the people who contribute to this show, not the one who poorly edits and produces it, which is me. So my apologies to you, and especially to Lizzie Goodcough, whose story is next. Yes, next, and I've been waiting all this time for me to shut up and just to stop and file, insert, and bring it to you. So here's Lizzie's story.
Smoke them out, one soldier barked, throwing a smoke grenade in the hole. They're coming, another yelled. They thought dozens of enemies had been hiding in a trench for more than a week. No food and no water left. Come out of there, the first soldier barked again. We'll go in if you don't come out right now. They were the winners. The losers would have to obey. Yeah, they all yelled. The thick, heavy smoke was unbearable. In the end, the hundreds were five teenage soldiers, scared to death. Soldiers and kids, no winners there. And this was my story for the week. I invite you to drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. And check out what I've been writing and posting there. If you like, leave a comment. And talk to you next week. Bye.
Thank you, Lizzie. I'll keep that in mind. That's no winners here. There are no winners here on the podcast either. Although you could say everybody's a winner, but it's not a contest anymore. There's no more voting. We gave that up because some people are like, I never win. It's like, no. You're all winners. And then a war will break out and then everyone will lose. Or at least, you know, tie. I mean,
you know, you roll dice. But then again, the defender wins all ties, and so I'm not sure. Oh, next up is Steven the Nuclear Man. That's right. He's the man. He dropped by the stories. Well, he dropped by before the stories, and then it was dinner time, and I know. It just... I need to find another time to do those, because next week I'm going to a baseball game in the evening. So that's going to be exciting and thrilling and free alcohol and a really long work day Thursday. But still, we'll come up with another time. And if any of you are listening and you want a different time for the stories, well, let me know. And I'll probably miss that time too. Oh, I'll schedule it opposite somebody else's event. My sister never shows up to my shows. It's kind of sad. Oh well. Next up is Steven the Nuclear Man, his story. God, I'm rambling a lot this week. Oh well, maybe next week I'll just have the midget do everything. Here's Steven, the Nuclear Man.
Sullivan lights his and Murphy's cigarettes, then shakes out the match. Night floods back as the flame dies. Thompson's eyebrows arch. What about me? Murphy laughs as Sullivan strikes another match. Thompson, you weren't military? Thompson draws on the cigarette, lighting it from Sullivan's match. Tree trunks loom until Sullivan shakes the flame out. Nope. Murphy takes a drag. You light two because it's too short for a sniper to aim. Thompson's brow furrows. We're hunting demons, not snipers. Sullivan tosses his cigarette at the other men's feet. Demons that see heat, he says, as his horned master enters the clearing.
We're all fighting demons, whether they're big scary monsters or like addictions like smoking and eating too much and petting kitties.
Yes, oh, he's up against me. He was such a good boy. Yes, you want to say thank you, Steven the Nuclear Man? No? Okay, well, you'll just purr. You don't talk. Just get right under the chin. Yes, under your little kitty chin. That's a happy cat. Yeah, he's like, I'm going to hang out with you. What a happy cat.
Oh, thank you, Steven. Next up, I think we need, I don't know. Yeah, oh, this recipe would be great with a little buttermilk in it. So, I picked up some buttermilk to make bread with, and I never made the bread. How do you tell if buttermilk goes bad? When he starts to smoke and have a leather jacket and a switchblade in his boot. Yeah.
From the very moment we first met, there was just something about her. Something I couldn't quite put my finger on. She's intoxicating. Attractive doesn't begin to explain it. I'd say it was chemical. Maybe even pheromonal, if that was possible. I can't explain the way she's captured my attention. There's an ephemeral quality about her that absolutely captivates me. From that first moment on, she's dominated my thoughts, my dreams, and my fantasies alike. I've spent countless hours trying to define it, to describe it, to understand it. It eludes me like smoke.
Thank you, buttermilk. Smoke eluding people. No, smoke should come towards people like they have exhaust fans or something. What do you think, Boo? Man, you are just being a friendly boy. You just flump. You know, how is it that a cat can be asleep and yet be friendly? I don't know. Yeah, you're such a good cat. Taking a while for him to warm up to me again. I know, after a cat dies, all the others start to adjust and figure out their new hierarchy and see who owns the humans. Then there's Mist over there by the pile of catalogs and magazines that she scattered around again. Stack them up and she plays some more. Oh, she loves to trash those. And then it's like, I think I'll nap in the wreckage. I'll try to get a photo of it at some point. Oh, speaking of photos, Well, Cliff, Uncle Monster, Clifford, he didn't record his story. He sent the text. But that's okay, because what we do with that? Well, we hand it to the midget, and he goes to town on it. So, let's cut to the midget in town reading your story.
The reporters and the faithful stood in the courtyard waiting. The College of Cardinals had been in the Sistine Chapel for several days, trying to elect the new pope. The previous leader of the church had been one of the most popular popes in decades. He had helped the church grow and find new members the world over. When intelligent life had been discovered in the Tunnel of Mars, missionaries had been dispatched, and the Martians had converted in droves. There were even native Martian bishops now. Still, everyone was surprised when the smoke rising from the chapel was green.
Thank you, Cliff, Uncle Monster Cliff, Martian... Oh, wait, don't want to give away the fact that he's a Martian. And remember, folks, if you write the story and you don't have time to record it, send in the text. And then later on, if you do find the time to record it, well, you can send the recording in later. But that way, you don't say, well, I didn't have time to record it, so I didn't send anything in. No, that's what the midget is for. Unless you're afraid the midget's going to totally screw up your story, which has been known to happen, but you can get story insurance on that. Although, if you're trying to post to the Spirit Airlines podcast, you'll probably, you know, I didn't get insurance for it, and I sent in the text, and he screwed up. The CEO of Spirit Airlines, he doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about our veterans. He doesn't care about anyone but the money. He has a huge pile of money that he hugs and rolls around in and says nice things to. Buys pretty things and flowers for. Oh, damn you, you greedy man. Sorry, where was I? Oh, right. It's time for Philip Norville, Joe Carroll. Wow, what an intro. I need to stop the haranguings, don't I? Oh, well. Sorry.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press and of The Price of Friendship, available at podiobooks.com. I'd really planned on going to the Avengers tonight. We had babysitters lined up. We were all going to go out to have dinner at Chevy's. And my son started throwing up. Lots of fun. Well, maybe next week. So here's my story for weekly challenge number 315 with the prompt of smoke. His lungs burned as he raced across the meadow to her grandfather's cottage. Smoke billowed from the windows and door. Fire danced up the thatched roof. He grabbed a bucket at the well and dumped it on a sheet of canvas that covered firewood by the door. Crouched under the canvas, he crawled to her bedroom, wrapped her in the wet sheet, and dragged her to safety. Her eyes fluttered open. "You came back for me." "I'll always come back for you," he promised. Sitting with the company in the smoky common room, the memory came back to Owen with force. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Put the wiener dog down and put your hands in the air.
Oh, man. I changed from butterflies to Strike Team Alpha when it could have been vomit? Dude, remind me. Suggest vomit for next week. Oh, that's going to be so... Is it Mother's Day yet, by the way? I don't know. Hold on. Mother's Day 2012. Mother's Day 2012. When is Mother's Day 2012 when stepmoms are ignored? No, come on, Google. Stop it. Sunday, May 13th. Oh, perfect. And just in time for Mother's Day. Vomit. Although, it'd be the week after. Strike Team Alpha. Could be all moms.
Oh, I didn't send my mom flowers for Mother's Day, and I'm out here on a mission on Strike Team Alpha.
That's okay, we can get a secret private message in and airlift flowers in for your mother.
Oh, thank you, Commander of Strike Team Alpha.
You see? That's how you do it.
It was like, I don't have any ideas.
Dude, there are ideas all around us, and you can reach out and grab them. No, Bruin, I'm not going to reach out and grab you. I'm just going to pet you on the tummy. But you... Ugh. let your imagination go wild. I can't let my imagination go wild. I'm 47 years old and I don't have any imagination. I have to make sure my kids don't vomit. Dude, then what if your kid vomits up something amazing, like vomits up the TV remote? What would happen then? Well, you'd probably have to change the batteries. You see? That's how it works. Get crazy, man. Speaking of going crazy, let's see who's coming up next. Oh, TJ! TJ is back, and he's never going to leave us ever again, right? Don't leave us, TJ. Don't leave us. Don't leave us. Wait, why are you leaving? No, come back. No, really. I know you don't like to be the center of attention. You can be the off-center of attention. Okay, good. All right, let me play your story.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and this week's installment of Westworld, I give you a cry for help. Can you help me? She pleaded. My daughter is missing. Although the sweets were non-smoking, a blue haze hung in the air behind her. She waved off my glance. She went missing 6 hours ago. The computer moved all our rooms around. She's probably lost. Her eyes worried about more sinister possibilities. How old is she? I asked. Does she have her cell with her? Well, she's 15. It goes directly to voicemail. I called the police, but I'm out of my mind here. Well, I'm just a locksmith myself, but I figured I could at least try to help.
Me? I'm just a locksmith. You can tell me by the way I lock. Sorry. God, obscure Genesis reference. Thank you, TJ. Oh, don't ever leave us. One more story? One more story, and then I can concentrate fully on enjoying the living hell out of Dan. Yeah, I've had him playing in the background here. Just, it's kind of cool. So that way you can actually... Normally, I just record in absolute silence, and you're like, oh, God, this is him rambling again. Fast forward, fast forward, fast forward. No, this week, I'm not concentrating on this at all. I should probably concentrate on this. What kind of awful podcaster am I? The most awful, terrible podcaster there ever was. For the past 7 years running. 7 years! The 7 year anniversary is coming up, man. So, all of you folks who have run away over the past 7 years, come on back. Come on back, people. Unless, you know, I specifically told you to stay away or got a restraining order. I guess those of you who I've had killed and buried in the backyard really can't do much except decompose and try to avoid the backhoes and people digging. Never mind. One more story. So let's go with, well, you think it's going to be Planet Z? Nope. In Under the Wire. Red Goddess. Yeah, she got one in. I mean, thank God I woke up late. Because she's going to be in the big dance. Last week she was a little late and I was like, So I went with Weekly Challenge After Dark and added her show up. Afterwards. So you got that on the main feed. So folks, if you're a little late and the show goes up, I missed it. And it's okay. I can put it up on the daily feed. And it'll be like, yay, the world can enjoy my writing! And it does. Because I enjoy your writing. And I think you enjoy everybody else's writing. And you enjoy your own writing. And I enjoy my own writing. And so it's fun. And so I've got room. I've got room, man. I've got time. I've got room. I don't have rheumatoid arthritis yet. But still, speaking of arthritis, I should just get this posted here. Okay, midget, one more. Yeah, I know. I call five, but dude, come back. All right, here's the script.
Lola wears many hats as part of her job on the hotel's guest services team. She's not a magician, but expected to make problems vanish into thin air. She's not a superhero, but has been known to leap out of harm's way. Most notably, she's no firefighter, but can smell smoke from miles away. Last week, one of her guests decided to make a special batch of biscuits for her fiancé who's visiting from London. She has never turned the oven on since moving into the penthouse suite. Within minutes, the fire alarm was set off and triggered the sprinklers.
Thank you, Red Goddess. I know you slipped that in under the wire. The wire is right there, but that's okay. That's okay. In Audacity, we can just slide and move tracks around as long as it gets in before I put it up, because it's like, oh, God, now I got to pull the episode and change this and change that. Oh, my God. But no, you got it in just under the wire, so that means I should just sleep late on Sundays. That way everyone can be like, oh, thank God, now we can just post stuff up on Sundays and, whew, I mean, wow, man. All right, one more story? Sure, okay. How about Planet Z? Would you like one from Planet Z? Okay. Boomin, you want one from Planet Z? He has been against my hip now for 2 hours. You're such a good boy. Which means he's not with his mommy. And mommy was like, where's my kitty to hug on? So when I'm done here, I'm going to pick him up and carry him in there, and then he'll probably run back out and snuggle up against me because I'm awake and I pet him. Yeah, you are such a happy boy. All right, and now to make everyone unhappy, here's the story by Planet Z.
I like the smell of incense. I have incense burners in the living room, office, and the bathroom, so I don't have to move them around. But then I keep the incense in a single shelf in the hallway. Kind of defeats the purpose of a convenient burner in every room if I have to get up to get more. There's also a smoke alarm in every room, but the smoke from the incense doesn't set it off. The smoke from the burning something on the stove does, though. Why did I take a bath while soup was on? I'm a moron.
And there you have it. A bunch of really good stories about smoke. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, social network sharing options, a SkyDrive by Microsoft. Don't install Microsoft SkyDrive if you're running SL, because it'll screw things up. There's a patch somewhere, and there's some regedit there, but really, it's a pain in the butt. If you don't understand regedit, just don't touch it. Don't touch it until they get it fixed, okay? Stay away from SkyDrive. But if you want to just download from the site, well, that's okay, because it's in the sidebar. But that and a whole bunch of other stuff you don't really bother with anyway. Until next week, when the topic will be, oh, what's it going to be? Strike Team Alpha! This is Lawrence Simon, saying thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.